The number of voters registering without photo ID have skyrocketed. Absolutely skyrocketed. I'm going to show you the actual data. It's available publicly, by the way, and the government Social Security site. But here's the thing that's I want you to remember. The places where it's skyrocketing the most, incidentally enough, are in three key swing states: Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Since the start of 2024, Texas has had 1.2 million voters registering without a photo ID. Pennsylvania's had 500,000, 580,000. Arizona's had 220,000. Nez Nation, I'm going to go through the actual data with you. I'm going to tell you what I think is happening, and I'm also going to share with you some way that we can solve this. What can be done? What can we do about this? Because my channel is not about just giving you the news. It's about sharing truths that mainstream media won't share, but also coming up with viable solutions using our sovereignty, critical thinking, and critical discernment. Let's go to the data, but I want you to stick around to the end because I want to share some key things that we can all do to combat this insanity. Okay, here we are on the government website for Social Security where you can actually look at the data. This is public record of voter registrations in specific areas, on specific timelines. You have a fact sheet table of contents. So HAVV, Help America Vote Verification, transactions by state. I want you to remember that top part up here, transactions by state. That is the key right there that I want you to remember for this. We'll go through the timetable and everything as well. What is HAVV? What is HAVA? I'm going to share with you everything. Let's start with the first one. What is HAVA? So HAVA stands for the Help America Vote Act. Okay, this requires states to verify the information using actual driver's license against the database. Only in situations where no driver's license exists should the state verify the last four digits. And that's where HAVV comes in, or HAVV. So what this essentially means is that states must only submit a request who do not have a license. All they need to submit is the last four digits of their Social Security number. Now, the reason why this HAVV data is so significant is because illegals who can't get an actual ID can get a Social Security card for work authorization purposes. That is why this is so significant. So if you look on the right of your screen right now, where it has the drop-down menu, that is for the HAVV data, not the HAVA. The HAVA requires a driver's license. The HAVV data does not require a driver's license. So what I just said previously about work authorization permits and that they can get a Social Security card for that, illegals can get that easily. That is where this, by the way, I'm going to share this link in the description of this video in the show notes. If you're listening on the podcast, I will share a link to this so you can go check this out and verify for yourself. So just like when I was working as a professor of Aristotle's Principles of Rhetoric and Business Communications, I would always tell my students, don't take anything I say for gospel. I want you to verify everything on your own. That is what I mean by critical thinking and critical discernment. You should not take what anybody says to heart without verifying it on your own. Remember what your grandfather used to say, don't believe everything you read in the papers. I don't want you to believe anything I say. As a matter of fact, Professor Nis can be completely full of it. I want you to verify all of this on your own. That is the American way. That is what our forefathers, that's what Ralph Waldo Emerson, Walt Whitman, self-reliance, Thomas Jefferson, John Locke, this is what it's all about. So watch what I do here. So again, we're going to look at the week ending March 16th, 2024. That seems to be the most recent. Once I click on that, you're going to see a population. And that's where you see the actual unbelievable numbers right here for Arizona have skyrocketed. Georgia, Illinois, look at Indiana. But watch this as I go down. Look at Missouri, 50,000. Go down here. Look at Pennsylvania, 36,000 transactions. That is a swing state, folks. That is absolutely huge. But here is the most egregious one. 227,000 in Texas. You know, I'm starting to think, what if Gavin, oh man, Frank Underwood, House of Cards, Gavin Newsom. He is worse than Frank Underwood. I love that show, House of Cards. I love Kevin Spacey too. I thought he was amazing in that. It's a great character. What if Gavin Newsom is even more vile, sinister, calculating, manipulative, dishonest as Frank Underwood? What if the reason that he wanted to implement all of these asinine policies was to get that mass exodus to Texas, where most of the people who left, it was, by the way, largest exodus in California history in the last 2-3 years. Largest exodus in the state's history. It's never happened before. What if he was trying to, maybe what if he did that all, what if, because this guy's playing chess, not checkers. What if he did this on purpose? And then with tandem with the Obama, Clinton, Biden, Schumer, Pelosi coalition, who have completely abandoned any border enforcement and completely opened up the border and just allowed anybody who's anybody to just pour on in, sending billions of dollars to foreign proxy wars, but not a cent towards the actual border patrol and enforcement. Governor Abbott had to basically declare a national, a state emergency, a state of emergency. Was this the plan all along? 227 is an insane number. That is absolutely astronomical. Are they going to actually turn Texas blue? Now, I ask you, Nez Nation, what is the innocent explanation of that? Arizona, Pennsylvania, exorbitant skyrocketing numbers of voters registering without ID. Texas, to the moon numbers. Those numbers are unprecedented numbers of people registering to vote without IDs. What's the, I don't want to play conspiracy. Maybe I'm dipping my toes too much, you know, into the Democrat, you know, conspiracy swamp. Maybe I am. I'm happy to be wrong. What is the innocent, honest explanation? If I'm wrong, I'm happy to announce it. I'm happy to do a follow-up video. I'm happy to admit it. I have no problem being wrong because America is always about the best idea wins. Not who's right or wrong. The best idea wins. The most truthful, objective, accurate, best idea wins. What's the honest explanation of that? Is there one? Let me know in the comments. On top of that, I still don't understand why this is controversial. Why is it controversial to require citizens to supply actual verifiable registered valid ID when voting? You know, a lot of radical partisan, you know, political leaders on both sides, maybe, I don't know if it seems mostly on the left, but, you know, extreme partisan politics will say that, no, you're trying to impede and you're trying to interfere in the election. You're trying to stop a certain sect of people, a certain minority or marginalized people from voting. No, that's not true at all. That's not where I'm coming from. Listen, you have to have a license to drive a motor vehicle. You have to have valid ID to register a hotel room. A hotel room, something as innocuous as getting a room a night at a hotel, you have to have an ID. You can't get one. You have to have an ID to get on a plane. You have to have an ID to get a alcoholic beverage. What is more consequential? What is more impactful than policies, legislation, leadership that directs the leader of the free world over the next 4, maybe even 8 years? What is more consequential than that? Why is it controversial to say that anybody who wants to vote needs to supply an ID in their state? I don't understand why that's controversial. I don't understand why that's not implemented. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Does it make sense to you, Nez Nation? Am I missing? What am I missing? Let me know in the comments. I have no idea where the uprising and the outrage, where is that coming from? It seems like it's common sense. It seems like it's just a practical, pragmatic implementation that should be across the board, across the aisle, bipartisan. Nobody's trying to prevent anybody from voting. Nobody's trying to cheat. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite, which makes it just doesn't make any sense. What am I missing? Let me know let me know in the comments down below. I think this skyrocketing of voting registration from people who do not have IDs was the plan all along. This is why the border policy is set by this tombstone Biden administration and Commie Kamala. This is why suddenly you have Chuck Schumer and Pelosi. There is video footage of these guys during Obama's period saying illegal immigration is wrong. Illegal immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our country. We need to see. Their tune has completely shifted. Why? Out of the blue? Did they suddenly have a these are not people who change their minds about serious issues like this on a whim or just happenstance. That doesn't happen. It's impossible. These are people who advocated for border security vehemently not that long ago. All of a sudden, it's a complete 180. Why? This skyrocketing, they've thrown everything they can at this guy. They've prevented him from just focusing on his election, focusing on his campaign. 91 indictments, 4 or 5 criminal trials committed and launched by absolute perverse, corrupt DAs and judges abound. They've done everything they can. Now, they're like, well, you know what? If we can't stop him from running, then we have to do whatever we can to get the numbers. So what we're going to do is we're going to have an open border policy. We're going to completely remove the Border Patrol. We're going to completely disallow them from doing their job. We're going to fight Governor Abbott. We're going to fight all of these people who think that we should secure our border, put up a wall. We're going to get rid of the wall. We're going to get rid of all enforcement. And we're going to radicalize and accelerate the path to citizenship. That is the phrase that they use. What we need to do, what the right thing to do here is, it's racist to not let these guys be citizens. The right thing to do, these are people looking for a better life. Are they? No, these are people committing crimes. These are people going on TikTok and telling Americans who work hard that I make tons of money because Tombstone Biden lets me squat in a house for free. And I'm going to give a blueprint, a map, a key to the mansions of abandoned mansions of America to all of my buddies living in Venezuela, all my criminal thug mafia buddies living in Ecuador, Honduras, Nicaragua. This is the plan all along. Am I wrong? Let me know, Nez Nation. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am. Let me know, Nez Nation, in the comments. Now, what can we do about this? Well, the first thing you can do is you can share the crap out of this video because we need to raise awareness. I think the best way that we can combat any of this, which is the reason I started this channel, which is the reason I pivoted and went in this direction. I've lost a lot of clients. Family, friends have been really pissed off at me. I don't care. I love my country. You need to share this video to everybody that you know because it's this important. This is the most consequential election year of our lives. You need to educate yourself. Okay, you need to learn about all the voter ID laws in your specific state. What are the changes? What are the arguments for and against them? Use credible sources to understand the implications of these laws and then educate other people around you. You need to engage. You need to call, email, engage with all of your representatives. Contact local, contact state, express your support for voter ID. You need to articulate your reasons in a clear, concise, and respectful way. Encourage your family and friends to do the same. Personal letters, emails, phone calls, they can all be effective. They will reach them, maybe not right away, maybe even not in time for the election, but they will have to get there eventually. The harder you work, the more time and energy you put into this, I promise you, We can make a change. This is America. You have a voice. You're allowed freedom of expression. These people work for you. Don't forget, Tombstone Biden, believe it or not, he's a public servant. Your representatives, your congressional leaders, they all work for you. Your state, local, they all work for you. They're here to serve you, the public, we the people. So you need to contact them as much as you can. Participate in public forums. Support relevant organizations. Volunteer as a poll worker. Promote voter education. All sorts of things that you can do. The top two are, I think, share this out. And you need to contact. And by the way, you don't. If you're not living in the United States, you're not a U.S. citizen. I don't care if you're living in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Germany, Honduras, Brazil. I don't care where, Chile. I don't care if you're in China. Contact, reach them respectfully, intelligently. Contact anybody you know who is an elected government official and just tell them, I want to know what's going on with our voter ID, because everything, this is a global economy. Everything trickles, everything ripples, everybody feels it. This is global impact. And believe you me, if we can get things cooking here in the U.S., it will trickle out and ripple out to the rest of the world, because we are the leaders of the free world for good reason. So I hope that helps. Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know what your questions you have. I love hearing from you guys. If you made it this far, don't forget, try to become a Nez Nation Insider. It's our free newsletter. It's absolutely free. It's called Nez Nation Insider. Become one. All you got to do is just click on that link in the pinned comment, show notes, and description. Then click on free newsletter and then put in your best email and you're in. All the best breaking live updates, news that mainstream media won't talk about, right to your inbox, so you never miss out. It's your sure-proof, fail-safe way of never missing out. So I hope you'll become a free insider, and I'd love to see you there. Check out these videos that I just posted coming up right now over here. These are amazing videos. You got to check these out. Make sure you follow, subscribe. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you and your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.